So here we go. So connecting with your spirit and your soul and being at one with all that is. And being at one in joy, in peace, in love, and in tremendous gratitude that each of us is healthy and secure, and that we send that prayer out for all in our world. As we have moved so quickly into a much more global community than we were even before. It's hard to say we without meaning the whole world. Because for the first time, probably in history, every person in the world is going through the same awakening. Receiving this light and this opportunity to transform. And so I'm visualizing a beautiful God light. It's a candle, and it's like a candle. It's luminescent, the spirit of fire, the Holy Spirit of fire is lit at the top of the candle. And it's so luminescent that as each of us approaches it, which I ask you to do now, that we can see our reflection in it. And we can feel the love of the great divinity that supports our globe and our cosmos. We can feel that enter and surround us. As that beautiful light enters and surrounds us, we become one with that beautiful divinity. And we continue to be one with each other in this journey that we are taking in love and support of our planet. So each of us is reflected within this candle. And in that reflection, each of us sees a particular landscape. It might be a desert. It might be an ocean. It might be beautiful hills and valleys. It might be a small town in Italy. It might be a small town in the Alps, in a village. And see what landscape comes to you. Allow particular landscape to choose you and to choose to bring this gift of divine light to you. And we are all muted, but just say briefly out loud what landscape you see, and I will as well. Nobody can hear you, but you can hear you, and stating it can be powerful. I see a vineyard. And as you see that landscape, now you are part of it. So notice that you're walking through that particular area, whatever it may be. And notice, is it deserted? Are you the only one there? Is it an interdimensional landscape? Is it third dimension? What is the sky like? Is it sunshiny, bright? Or is it cloudy with the beginning of a soft rain? As you walk through your landscape, allow it to reveal itself to you. You might see trees. You might see water puddles or ponds, birds or deer. And up ahead, you see an opening of some kind in that landscape. And that opening could be a cave entrance. It could be a door. It could be a path. And as you stand in front of that opening, notice if you are invited to go inside, whatever that inside means. And if you feel invited, then go through the opening or through the door or through the threshold. And something very different on the other side of it. Filled with light, filled with joy. Again, it's luminescent. As you look at yourself, your hand or your arm or your feet, you have the density of a reflection. So you've gone to another dimension, another place, within yourself, within the God light. You've gone within. And in that place, there's an opportunity for some kind of communication. Now, that communication could be with a bird. It could be with a divine being. It could be with an elk or a deer. It could be with a tree. And take a moment and notice that there is some aspect of yourself deep within this other dimension. It wants to say something to you. Something to you about what's happening now on our planet. Something encouraging. Something uplifting. And take your time. And be willing to receive a message of light. And whether you know what it is verbally or whether it's a vibration, receive it. And if it's a verbal message, receive the vibration of that verbal message. And that message is vibrating within you now. It's aligning you completely with continued faith, continued joy. It's aligning you with good health. And this vibration is a vibration of health and love and positive expectation for your future and the future of our planet. Feel the shift of your vibration. It's changed. And it's beautiful. Feel it in every part of your body. Bring it into your lungs to strengthen them. Bring it into your throat, your eyes, your ears. Bring it into your arms and hands, your body. Fill your legs and your feet with that vibration, that heavenly, divine vibration that offers a gift to you and to all. As you fully receive it, bow in gratitude. In heavenly thanksgiving for all that you have received in your life and in this moment. And now go back through your path, or back through the threshold, whatever you created, moving through your landscape. And coming back to our candle. When you arrive at the candle, the divine light, and as you look in and see your reflection, see how beautiful you are. See the new vibration that has filled you with our new world. You've become a new citizen of this new world. And we send this vibration to every citizen on our planet, that people are able to receive an awakening and receive all that's new. Receive all that's been in the womb and is now being birthed to be of assistance to our planet and to humanity as we evolve into justice, abundance, good health, generosity, and compassion for all. And taking a breath as we exit the candle and allow it to become a cloud that lifts up into heaven. And you are back sitting where you were when we started and feeling your body fully grounded and your feet on the floor. Wiggle your toes.
Unmuted.
And as we all say together, in God's light, amen.
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 I went far away.
That was wonderful.
That's right. Mm-hmm. It was for me as well. And I know our time is up, and anyone who has to exit, please feel free to do so. But anyone who would want to share their experience, please stay on the line and do so. Would anyone want to share the landscape they saw?
I will. Cindy. Okay. Okay. When it started, I saw an ocean. And it was, at first it was sunlight, and then it was the moon, and it was gorgeous. And the light of the, when you had said become part of the landscape, the light that I felt was reflected back onto the universe.
Oh, beautiful.
And it was beautiful. And then walking, you know, you said walk through a doorway or something, and so it was a cave, and I could see light on the other side, and I went through, and the light was just magnificently gorgeous and bright. And there was a dolphin, and of course, in my mind, dolphins represent joy. And so that was the word that came to me, or the communication that came to me. And what I hope to bring to this new world is happiness and joy.
Nice.
Beautiful. It was beautiful.
And you became that new vibration?
I became that new vibration.
Ho, ho, ho. Beautiful.
Ho, ho. It was beautiful.
Oh, thank you for sharing that. Now, Cindy's a tough act to follow here. Would anyone else like to share their vision?
Well, my answer was I went through the mountain pass and met a tree.
Talk a little bit louder, Cindy.
That might have been after I went through the door. But my message in this beautiful, bright, golden light that enveloped me was, you will be guided.
Oh, isn't that wonderful?
Beautiful.
And we send that out to us all. We all need to know that. And you carry the vibration, and you send it to the whole world. Beautiful. Thank you, Sim.
Beautiful.
And would anyone else want to share? Well, I hope you enjoyed our prayer today.
It was lovely.
And
thank you.
It was wonderful.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And we will meet again tomorrow at 2 o'clock, and we'll do something else.
Sounds amazing. Thank you. Thank you so much, Alexis.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Love
you.
Blessings to each of you.
Bye-bye.
Blessings to you, too. Bye-bye.
Love, 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 everyone.